The Jamaica 4-H movement has extended its membership to inside the walls of the St. Catherine Adult Correctional Facility, located at 1 Whitechurch Street in Spanish Town. The first ever 4-H club in an adult correctional facility in the island was formed in January 2015, starting with 5 members. The club now boasts over 200 members ranging from 18 to 35 years old, with more than 8 revolving projects. Among the projects is the agro-processing component, where the inmates are mastering the art of this area through the production of over 60 items ranging from condiments, sauces, juices, pastries, and porridge mixes. The club was recently awarded first place in the school club garden competition at the parish and regional levels and are champions in agro-processing, gardening, and project works at the national level. They were also awarded second place overall at the national level.
This is one of the best projects that could be implemented inside this institution. The inmates are very receptive to the program. They are doing a wonderful job. They have been trained in agro-processing, chicken rearing, goat rearing, rabbit rearing, and agriculture in general. The training has helped them in so many areas that upon release, they have found meaningful employment.
Head of the St. Catherine Adult Correctional Facility, Superintendent Herbert McFarlane. Business is booming, especially with the flagship products, cashew porridge mix, cashew ketchup, and cashew vinegar.
People can't believe that all these products are made inside the institution. Having limited space and limited training and limited machines and all of that, even the agricultural plots, we try to use up every available space to make those gardens.
Superintendent McFarlane tells us more about the products he has sampled, which are among his favorites.
Well, I like jams, so I sample the jams. I like also peanut cakes and all those things. I sample them also. They are of good quality. You need not to worry about the quality. All the inmates working in that program are certified by the St. Catherine Health Department.
The products, all produced inside the facility, help to supplement the diet of the inmates and are sold to the wider public at 4-H expositions. Proceeds from the program are reinvested into training and production. The members of the club also receive a stipend from the sales of the products. Efforts are being made to get the items on supermarket shelves.
From the products that were created from cashew, 7 of those products have been chosen for further development for national production and commercialization. And this is in collaboration with SRC, JBDC. And we are looking now at the Bureau of Standards to come in and to ensure that the standards are updated.
Parish Development Officer for St. Catherine 4-H Clubs, Elaine Campbell. Several local and international 4-H clubites were recently invited to view firsthand the items on display during the staging of an expo inside the facility. The specially invited guests were also given the opportunity to make purchases.
I have been talking with some of the prisoners, and it seems like they get to learn something they actually can use when they get out. And it feels like they're more secure for what they can do when they get out instead of ending up in trouble again.
4-H exchange clubite from Norway, Jan Nevland. Mrs. Campbell says the items are produced under inspected and supervised conditions.
We have gone into the prison. This is now not about just rehabilitation, but transformation of life. And also engaging those that are behind bar in production and activities that will enrich their lives as well as enrich the wider public. When they get involved in these products, what you find, we are impacting on the violence. We are creating opportunity for job development and employment for these inmates, that when they leave the institution, they will find a niche for themselves to go and develop a product that they have learned from the 4-H Club inside the prison.
Parish Development Officer for St. Catherine 4-H Clubs, Elaine Campbell. For more information on the 4-H Club of Jamaica, visit jamaica4hclubs.com.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.